Oh my god. When is this shit gonna end? Quarantine, isolation, it's fucking bullshit. All because of some people who couldn't wash their hands or something. All because we should have been planning for this for so much longer than we have been. I just miss my friends. I just feel like, I don't know, this just, people like not respecting the distancing and like not like still getting together with friends and stuff. It just makes it so frustrating because I just want everybody to stay the fuck inside so that we can all go outside. And I want people to wear fucking masks so that we can all go outside again and inside. I miss shopping. I miss parties. I miss my boyfriend's house. What are you looking at me for? What do you want? What the fuck do you mean, what am I mad at? Can you not hear me? We're stuck in this fucking house like we have been for weeks. Can't go outside. Can't do anything. I miss school. The fuck? Weeks and weeks on end. I miss going out. All because of this stupid fucking virus and stupid fucking people. Which, I just, it's so frustrating. Wait, excuse me? Did you just suggest that I relax? It is what it is. Dude, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, alright? I'm about to fucking explode or something. I just, if I don't get what I need soon, what is it that I need? I don't think you want to hear that. Because it's not something you would want to hear from your sister. Dude, stop asking, okay? I'm not gonna tell you. Alright? Fine. I will tell you. But promise you won't be running around the house telling everyone about it. Yeah? Can I trust you? Are you sure? Alright. Come closer then. Closer, stupid. I don't want anyone to hear this. Okay, listen. I need a dick. What? What? You wanted to know, right? So there you have it. Quit whining. I warned you, and I told you it was something you wouldn't like to hear, didn't I? What? Can't I just silently bring my boyfriend up to my room? Fuck no. Did you hear what I was just fucking saying? We gotta be serious about this shit so that we can get rid of it and we're not in it for months on months on end. Like, no. No. Nobody from outside in our house. Nobody from our house in outside around people. Nope. Besides, you'd probably snitch on me to her parents. And, I mean, I don't particularly want to catch Corona, like, for myself. Like, yes, I want us to not catch corona so that we can, like, go the fuck outside for, like, everybody. But I just, like, personally would not love to have it. There's the whole, like, could die thing. Huh? Oh. You wouldn't tell on me. Sure. I bet, little bro. Whatever. Just fuck it, alright? It's not gonna work. You think I haven't thought about it before? Well, why do you care anyways? I don't know too many brothers would be okay with knowing this. That their sister's, like, bringing some dude home. Wouldn't that be, like, awkward for you? I mean, you would most definitely, like, hear stuff. Like, I don't know, like, sounds and stuff. Probably the bed, like, squeaking like crazy. And the walls are so fucking thin. Besides, he would be jealous. No, I know that you have a little crush on me. No, it's a big crush, actually. I bet you would be mad jealous. Right? Let's be honest. Most little brothers at some point in their life have a crush on their big sisters, especially when they're as hot and cool as I am. Well, maybe not now because I'm so frustrated by this situation, but I'm usually the coolest big sister, and you know it. Wait. No. Are you seriously trying to tell me right now that you've never thought of fucking me? I hope that's not what you're trying to do. That's adorable. Baby bro, you do realize I still remember those boners I used to give you whenever we sunbathed outside, right? No? Why are you blushing? Look at you. It's okay though. I mean, you were just a little boy back then, and your hormones were going crazy. I know you wish I could just put my hands on your back and fix the problem for you. That's why I teased you so much. You were a fun toy to play with back then. Don't deny it, little bro. I know that y'all think about sex all the time. Boys, that is. And, like, back then you could, like, you can't even, like, control it. Like, I'd put all my money on the fact that you can't control it now, actually, and you're a whole adult. After all, I only got hotter and hotter over time, didn't I? No, you don't think about me like that. Ever. Bro, I can read you like a book. Please don't make me prove it. Prove what? Prove that you're still my little boy, of course. Who has a massive crush on me? I can't prove it. Are you sure? So what you're saying is, if I take this shirt off of me, your face won't turn into a complete tomato instantly? Oh, I'm gonna do it. You know me. Huh? That wouldn't be fair to you. Why? Is it because, you know, you would get hard in front of me and make a fool of yourself? No? Okay then. I guess I can do it. Huh? Oh, that wouldn't be fair, you say? Why is that? Is it because, you know, you would get hard in front of me and make a real fool of yourself? I guess I can do it. I guess, if you're so sure. No.
Are you scared? Are you scared I'm just gonna embarrass you? With this hot body of mine? Wait, did you just admit it? You do have a crush on me. I knew it. It's kind of strange though, you know? Not the fact that you have a thing for me, but the fact that you really admitted it just now. Because I know you, and I know you would never take an L that quick. Which could possibly be the reason. What could possibly be the reason? Oh, I think I get it. You just want to avoid the embarrassment I talked about earlier, don't you? You don't want to have to deal with the emotions that you know I can bring out in you at any time. That's it, right? Well, that's too bad. Yeah, that's too bad, you know, because the thing is, I'm pretty bored right now. This little talk with you, it's calmed me down a bit. Yeah, I'm not angry anymore like I was a few seconds ago. I also just reminded myself of how fun it was to torture you with my beauty back in the day. And I can't help but smile and giggle a bit every time I remind myself of that anxiety I gave you. Yeah, I guess I was a bad, bad big sister. And you know what? Ain't nothing changed. Surprise, surprise. Because I think I want to play a little game with you right now. Yeah, I just thought of it. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. Just you and me. One-on-one. In my room. Yeah, we are going to my room. Give me your hand, little bro. Did you not hear me? Don't make me repeat myself. I said, give me your hand. Good boy. Listen to what I say. Always. Now come with me. This is gonna be fun, I promise. Here, sit on my bed. Oh, wait. One more thing. There. What? Oh, don't worry about why I locked the door. Worry about why I made you come in here and sit on my bed in the first place. You know I don't usually just let you in here like that. I can see how nervous you are. Still, not as nervous as I like you the best, little Ro. Let's fix that, shall we? Well, let's fix that first of all by taking this shirt off of me. There we go. What's that, brother? Why did I do that? Why do you think? Haven't you figured it out yet? Fuck, I thought it was pretty obvious. We're gonna play my favorite game. It's called Teasing My Shy Little Brother. Only this time, we can go a little bit further. Because you're an adult now. Hence why I locked the door. I'm sorry. No, I know this is kind of inappropriate. I really shouldn't bully you like this. Knowing you'll be all super uncomfortable real soon. Especially since you are the sweetest thing ever, and I do really, really love you. But you have to understand, it's quarantine season, and I love to fool around. And since my boyfriend isn't here, you will have to take his place. Mm-hmm. That's right. Actually surprised I didn't think of this earlier. All that time I spent getting mad and stuff, throwing all those F-bombs around for no fucking reason, when I literally have someone I can use right in the next room. Shh. I don't want to hear complaints. You know, Big Sis doesn't like that. Just shut up. Shut up. And listen to what I say. And you might just get rewarded. It's not like I'm getting touchy with you or anything anyways. Just showing off to you. And watching you. Don't be a pussy. Just accept the challenge, little bro. Let's see if you can win this little battle and not look away from me. Shouldn't be too hard, right? I know you can do it. You should be thankful, if anything. This might be the last chance you ever get to see me naughty like this. Look at this gorgeous pair of tits. Don't you wish they were all yours? Don't you wish you could just take my top off and play with them? Whenever? Aren't you just so curious how my nipples look? How will you beg for it? I might just accidentally unbutton this thing and drop it, you know? This bra, I mean. Unless you still want to pretend that you're not liking this, then we can forget about it happening. I can throw my shirt back on. It's fine. What's it gonna be? Are you gonna pass on such an opportunity? Just to save your little pride? Little brother? God, it feels so good when I squeeze them like that. Come on, I know this drives you insane. Just say please, and I'll show them to you right now. I just want to hear how good you can pick me. I'm not going to laugh, I promise. I make my boyfriend beg all the time, and sometimes I beg him. It's normal. You won't look weak. You'll look really cute. And that's how I want you. So be cute, little brother. Beg me. Beg me to take my bra off. Come on. I know you can. That's a good start. No, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. Keep going. Okay. Okay, that's enough. You did a good job. Even better than I thought you would. Now, as promised, I am going to show you my breasts. Yeah, I know. I usually say tits, but it just felt like a moment, you know? But do you like when I talk dirtier like that? Of course you do. So, let me show you my tits, little brother. Here we go. You like them? Oh, cutie, I love when you're blushing like this. And stuttering makes me want to eat you up. Like this. Keep being cute like that, and I might just have to come for you. You like that, don't you? Yeah, naughty boy. You want this gorgeous body all over you, don't you, little brother? Look at what you're doing to me. Look at where my hand is. You've got me touching myself between my smooth legs, my long, long legs. I just couldn't help it. I didn't even realize my hand was slowly headed down there. I just couldn't help it. You're doing something to me. You always did. I guess I just never admitted it, and I guess I just didn't want to accept those kinky thoughts, because it's wrong. But now, little brother, oh my sweet, sweet little boy, I am so hungry for you. Hungry for that boner that just formed in front of me in those pants of yours. Stop. Don't try to hide it now. What's the point? You know I've seen it. And you know I want it. And I'm gonna get it. Real soon. But first, I think I'll just watch you. And, maybe tease my wet little pussy through my panties while I do. Gosh, I can't believe what I'm saying and doing right now. This is stronger than me. Shit. You're too damn hot. This would be happening if you just minded your own business. You brought this on yourself, and now I gotta have you. And nothing in this world will stop me from putting my hands and body all over you. Keep pulling back. I'm going to catch you. Ha! There we go. Gotcha. Don't try to break free. I've got you pinned by your wrists. You're not winning this battle. Besides, why would you want to break free anyways, huh? Isn't this your biggest dream? To have me look down at you with my seductive and full hunger. Isn't this, like, your biggest dream? To have me look down at you with my seductive and full of hunger eyes like that? Come on, quit squirming. Calm down, quit squirming. Stop, little brother. Calm down. There. There. That's better. Now look. I know this is way different from what I used to do. I used to just tease you with my sexy little outfits and whatnot, but to be honest, this is what I always wanted to do. I don't really know why. You just work on me different somehow. You make me want to put you in your place, dominate you, and then just use you and abuse you. Not abuse you like in a negative way. I want to hurt you, but not like I want to hurt you, but rather sexually with my love for you. I don't know, it's hard to explain. And because I know you secretly want it just as much as I do. You've always wanted me to take you like this. Am I not right? Just be honest. When you were a kid, and I was a kid, and we sunbathed, you always dreamed I could get on top of you out of nowhere and grind against your boner until you came in your pants, didn't you? I see it on your face, especially when my gorgeous tits are out right in front of your face like they are right now. And then you would pretend that you don't like it because you have a little fantasy, don't you? Come on. Don't be scared to admit it. I saw the audios you were listening to recently. All the incest and dubcon stuff. Mostly Big Sister and Little Brother stuff. And you, the listener, is the one who's getting taken advantage of. I didn't say anything because I didn't care that much. But now, all the memories and stuff that we just talked about turn me on so much. And then you made me so fucking wet. And I just want to go one step further. Fuck my little brother. I want to break some rules. Don't you want to do the same? We can even roleplay if you want. Pretend you don't want to go along with this. If you want to continue pretending. We can do that. That's kind of hot. Come on, little brother. Let me have you. Be my plaything until this quarantine season is over. Become my little pet. My little sex toy. Please. I can make you feel so good, too. It's not only about me. These kisses are just a tiny piece of what I have to offer. I know you're not too experienced, but I will take care of you and guide you. Like a big sister should. Just say 4 words for me, okay? Say, fuck me, big sis. Fuck me, big sis. With a please in front as well. Okay. Normally, I would start off by licking and sucking your cock, but I haven't had a dick in me for so long now. I just want to put it in and ride you till I come. Till you explode deep inside me. And you're hard already anyways. I can feel it. I'm pressing against you. Just let me have it, okay? I'm gonna get fully naked for you now. I can trust that you won't move once I get off of you for a second, right? Yeah? You swear? Okay, little brother, don't disappoint me. Here, how's that? You love this body, don't you, little boy? You always wanted to see it. Well, now you can have it. Look at this ass of mine. It just begs to be spanked. Okay. Let's pull your pants down and see what you're hiding down there. Holy shit. Wow. Little brother. Holy shit. It's amazing. How did you hide this from me for such a long time? God. Fucking gorgeous. Okay. I know what I said earlier. But. Fuck. I really, really need to put my mouth on it now. So. There's no way I can skip having a taste of this hard, delicious looking cock. It's okay if I put my mouth on it. You don't mind, right? Wait, why am I asking you? This is already mine. It belongs to me. barely put my mouth on it and I can already taste your pre-cum. It's delicious. Fuck, sorry. I started sucking it like that without a warning, and I shouldn't have, but oh God, I couldn't help myself. I just want to take the whole thing in my throat. Listen, I know we're not supposed to be doing this. I know. And I know that it's wrong, but it tastes so good. Fuck, little brother. I could blow you like this for a whole day. But I just want you to push deep inside me and let me ride you like a wild animal. You're okay with that, aren't you? Yeah, I know. You're gonna do whatever the fuck I say. 'Cause you're a good little boy, right? You would want to be a good little brother for your sweet big sis, don't you? Good. So lay still and let me sit on your cock. Yes, that's it. Fuck, that's such a good size. Feels so good when I slowly move with my hips like that. But it's not enough. You know that, right? I need it faster and harder. You're gonna let Big Sis use that hard cock, aren't you? Yeah, because you want to make her come, don't you? Good boy. Big Sis will make you come too. Just don't do anything. Just lay still and be cute for me. Just cute and hot for your big sister. Oh, just like that. Are you ready? How's that? Much better than my mouth, isn't it? I can't tell you how many times I thought about doing this. I guess I'm a hypocrite for calling you out on having a crush on me earlier. Loki, I'm a bigger pervert here, but fucking wrong. And I know. Like, fuck, we should not be doing this, but this is so fucking good. Fuck. Fuck me, little brother. Let me fuck you. That's right, don't do anything. Stay there. Let me bounce on you. I can't believe I'm finally cock for the first time in so fucking long. After all that time in isolation. Oh, it feels so fucking good. Wet little pussy, and it's way better than my boyfriend's. It's just, his dick doesn't even compare to yours, little brother. I closer too. Yeah. You want to come together? Yeah. Let's try to come at the same time. I want you to fill me up as soon as I come on this deck. You can do that, right?
Dick, and I think that'll be visiting your room way more often from now on. Just to get my fix, you know. I've barely experienced it with you, but I'm already addicted to it, I can tell you that. Goes back to normal, I plan on fucking you. And I'm probably gonna break up with my boyfriend too, if you want me to. But that's in the future. And right now, I think I wanna
around too from you. Come here, little bro. Shush. Lean back and get ready for it.